One day, a certain scientist came to visit Lumpa. Speaking as someone who had practiced meditation and felt qualified to make a comparison, he was of the opinion that as a means of realizing the truth of things, science offered a path that was more effective and more verifiable than Buddhist training. Lumpa was unimpressed. "Don't you think it's possible," he asked, "that you're putting forth this claim without a full knowledge of the results of Buddhist training?" He gave two similes. It was like a man putting one short arm down a hole who concludes that the hole only goes as far as his arm. It was like a short-sighted man who concludes that there are no such things as airplanes in the sky because he's never seen one. On other occasions, he spoke of the study of Buddhist teachings as being the keystone for the study of all other academic subjects, including science. Without Buddhist wisdom, study of any other subject might lead to as many drawbacks for human well-being as advantages. Supported by Buddhist wisdom, drawbacks would be minimized and advantages maximized. At a time when education based on Western models was being promoted as the great panacea for Thai society, certificates and university degrees conferred great status. Lumpa would try to puncture an uncritical belief that book learning was in itself an invariably good thing. It's a quote. "Some people study so much that they become stupid. Impossible to talk to. When they go up high, it's too high. And when they come down low, it's too low. They never see the middle way. Do you think that just because you've studied a lot, that now you're smart? Look closely. There's such a thing as being too smart. Strong attachments to views and self-importance arise. You stop seeing other people as human beings. You think that you're more powerful, better, more brilliant. And that way of thinking inevitably leads to contempt for others. Thinking that you're superior to other people leads to nothing but trouble. If you see a peasant farmer and see how you are no different from him, if you see an old person and think that one day you will be like that, if you see children in a state of confusion and you think that you used to be like that, if you bring these things inwards and reflect on yourself in this way, then it's easy to understand the Dhamma." A Thai proverb has it that if held in front of the eye, a single hair can conceal a mountain. Quote, "The teacher says that everything is impermanent, unsatisfactory, and without self. And you say you know. But really, you don't have a clue. With that kind of knowing, you carry on living like a fool, and then you die." Lumpa commented on the reasons he believed people who had high academic qualifications were often hard to teach. He said it was what happened when people studied to accumulate knowledge rather than to remove ignorance and defilement. What they don't realize is that if they have a bachelor's degree, then so do their defilements. If they have a master's degree, then their defilements have got one too. And if they have a doctorate, their defilements do also. He had a biting simile for people who have pursued academic studies to a high level, but having done nothing to educate their higher faculties, are still in thrall to their appetites. And quote, "They're like vultures that fly high in the sky, but when they're hungry, swoop down to gorge on a rotten corpse."